The following Tuesday edition of Compassion Radio comes from our vast program archive and previously aired in December of 2013.
Who would guess that Christians in a communist country, comparatively poor materially, with virtually no political clout, would take the lead in carrying the gospel into the Muslim world? But that's exactly what the persecuted but powerful Christians of China are doing. Yesterday, we interviewed a leader of that missionary movement. Today, we explore the significance of what he said.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Compassion Radio, the broadcast journal of God's amazing triumphs in the world's toughest places. We'll let you know how you can make a difference for eternity with a gift as small as $6 a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, we're going to get into part two of a series called Persecuted But Powerful. Some call them crazy, courageous, driven, dreamers. It's a group of Chinese missionaries who, I strongly suspect, will become your new heroes after today's program. Norm and his wife Cher are here to tell us all about it.
Well, while many of us in the Western world are focused on political and military efforts to subdue the perpetrators of terrorism in the Middle East and Central Asia, the Christians of China are quietly launching a missionary movement to win that entire Muslim region to faith in Jesus Christ. And if the recent history of their transformation of communist China is any indicator, they will ultimately stop Islamic terrorism cold. Now, yesterday, we interviewed Pastor Peter Hsu, a leader of this remarkable missionary movement and pastor of a church of 20 million Christians in China. Membership of his church equals the entire population of the country of Iraq. Think of that. Today, my wife, Cher, joins me at the microphone to discuss the significance of what his movement is doing now and will do in years to come. Well, Cher, we aired an interview yesterday with one of the most extraordinary Christian leaders in the world today, Pastor Peter Hsu. And just to give our listeners a sense of the magnitude of this person and his influence, I want to read a brief statement about Peter Hsu from the book that's called Back to Jerusalem by Paul Hathaway. This is what the book says about Peter Hsu. Peter Hsu founded the Full Scope Church, also known as the Born Again House Church Movement, which has grown to approximately 20 million members in China today. Hsu has long been considered the number one Christian enemy by the Chinese government, who label his church an evil cult because of his refusal to compromise and register with the authorities. He has been imprisoned for years at a time on several occasions, tortured and slandered more than any other Christian leader in China. And yet, he remains a faithful and humble man of God. He certainly is a humble man, isn't he?
Absolutely. You would think that this was some dynamic, flashy personality who's, you know, standing on street corners and preaching against the government. He is the dearest, most gentle, most humble man you can imagine.
We've laughed about this from time to time, that in the United States we call pastors of churches, let's say, of 3, 5, 10, 20,000 people, pastors of mega churches. Peter Hsu is the pastor of a church of 20 million. That's a mega church. And honey, as you pointed out, the humility of this man, also the incredible authentic spirituality that Peter Hsu is also worth noting. For example, on the day you recall that we interviewed Peter, we had a hard time getting to him because, in fact, we had to wait for about a half an hour because he had been on his knees for an hour in deep prayer, and we just were not able to disturb him and didn't want to disturb him.
Absolutely not.
But that's the secret of power for Peter Hsu and for the other Chinese Christian leadership.
That's right. He was outdoors kneeling on cement with his arms and head resting on a wooden bench and was so in deep communication with the Lord that he had no sense of time.
One of the most valuable lessons that we can learn from the church in China, the absolute indispensability of prayer for all that we do. Now, honey, we've talked for more than 10 years here on Compassion Radio about the reality of persecution against house church Christians in China. And over that period, the persecution has not let up in the slightest, has it? It has continued. I'm wondering if perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the persecution that Peter Hsu has endured.
Well, we know that he was imprisoned for 7 years, and he's very reluctant to talk about the horrors that he endured during that time. But what we do know is what the government was able to do to him outside his prison. They forced his wife, after much persuasion, to divorce him. But the whole process of whatever they did to her during this time drove her to some sort of either mental illness or a breakdown or whatever, and she had to be institutionalized. They then turned his three children completely against them. The children were young, and they were told all kinds of terrible things about their father. And it wasn't until years and years later, when they were adults, that he was able to find them and introduce himself and reestablish a relationship with them. And the interesting thing is that not only do they now have a good, solid relationship, but his son is so deeply connected to him that he's now running the seminary that Peter Hsu started. And God is definitely restoring the years that were taken away from him.
That reminds us of that verse of the restoration of the years that the locust devoured.
Absolutely. And God has given him a new wife, and he has two beautiful little girls, and he just treasures every minute with that family that God has given to him, but also to have his children back that for so many years would have nothing to do with him until they finally knew the truth.
And so Peter Hsu is, as this statement that we read from the book on Back to Jerusalem, that he has been tortured and slandered more than any other Christian leader in China today. And yet he has remained faithful to the gospel, and that spirit of humility and his devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ and his effectiveness as a leader of the greatest movement of church growth in the history, 2,000-year history of Christianity continues.
That's right.
And so it's an honor to know him and to call him a personal friend now.
It is. There's something in the book that I thought was interesting that he says, we talk so much about the Chinese church and how impressed we are with it, and it's true.
And but we are.
But he says in his book, he says, sometimes foreign Christians visit the house churches in China and make comments like, the church in China is extraordinary. Then he says, this is not true. Normal Christianity for a believer is surely when we live according to the pattern of the church laid out in the Word of God. The church in the book of Acts did not have remarkable experiences and success. They had what should be normal lives and experiences for any church that claims to have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. They were the standard for us to follow. Much of the church in the world today, including in China, is abnormal and unbiblical. May we all fall to our knees and seek the Lord's help to live out what he accepts as normal Christianity.
Oh, isn't that good?
So, they are not special.
No.
We are abnormal. We are failing.
To the degree that we don't reflect the same level.
Exactly.
Of commitment and aggressiveness in spreading the gospel.
Chinese Christians take God's word gladly into their hands, but more importantly, into their hearts. Here's Norm to explain.
My friend, here in the United States, the pastors of so-called mega churches, that is churches with memberships numbering between 2,000 and 25,000 people, are well known, and they're even celebrities for their church growth achievements. Well, in the nation of China, we have a pastor friend, now get this, his name is Peter Hsu, who pastors a church that consists of 20 million members. That's right. The members meet in small groups in homes all over China. He's also spearheading a movement which has begun to send out 100,000 Chinese Christian missionaries to evangelize the countries of Central Asia that stretch across the ancient Silk Road trading route between China and Jerusalem. This movement, by the way, is called the Back to Jerusalem Movement. It's amazing. Now, Peter Hsu's goal is to win all of the currently Muslim nations of that region, including Afghanistan and Iran, Iraq, and Pakistan, to Jesus Christ. These Chinese missionaries are preparing to suffer and to die if need be to accomplish this great task. And my friend, I believe that they will succeed. Now just think about it for a minute. These Chinese believers who, in communist China, have already spurred the greatest church growth movement in the 2,000-year history of Christianity are now going on the road to unleash the power of the Holy Spirit in the Muslim world. This movement, growing out of the persecuted but powerful church in China, will employ no violence, but it will turn loose the power of God's Word, of Christ's love, and Spirit-inspired discipleship to fulfill the Great Commission in the Muslim world. You know, Al-Qaeda and the terrorists don't stand a chance against this outpouring of God's power. But now, I want you to know how you can be a part of this world-changing outreach. Here's how. Peter Hsu has told me that this missionary movement needs two things from American Christians. First of all, it needs fervent and continual prayer support. And second, it needs gifts of Bibles. My friend, I am pleading with you today. I need you and every Christian who is listening to me right now to send a contribution to this consummate cause. Remember, only one out of every 2,000 Christians in the rural areas of that country has access to a Bible. Here's Jim Governale with important contact information.
Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. The mailing address is Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. And of course, we're online at CompassionRadio.com. We'll repeat this information again at the end of the broadcast.
You've heard me say this so many times, honey. We have been so politicized now. The evangelical church in the United States, and I'm not against positive contribution to the realm of politics. We need to be involved, and we affirm that. But many of us now have become so saturated with our involvement in politics that we've forgotten the Great Commission. And the gospel is our message, not the reformation of the United States through political means or any other part of the world, through military power. Our job, given by the Lord himself, is exactly what the Chinese church is committed to, and that is the spreading of the gospel, the good news.
Let me read you another quote, because I laughed when I read this, because you have said this so many times, and here's Peter Hsu, miles and miles away, saying this quote: "This is surely the time to complete the great commission that God gave his followers 2,000 years ago." And this is the quote that you say all the time: "If God had only wanted to save us, he would have taken us to heaven the moment we believed in him. Instead, he leaves his unworthy children on this earth for a reason, to proclaim the good news to all the nations of the world that Jesus is alive and has come to set the captives free. Let's devote all our heart, time, and energy to his purpose."
Now, one of the reasons that we're talking about this matter today is that it is the background to an incredible movement, an incredible event that's taking place in the world today that, once again, very few people know about. We are privileged, because of our travels around the world, to be on the cutting edge of this movement, at least as it involves Anglos from the Western part of the world. And that is this so-called Back to Jerusalem movement. It involves two groups of Christians primarily: the Korean church, and our listeners know that we work with Korean Christians in Central Asia and have worked with them for years, and we have the highest regard for them. Our partners in Afghanistan have been the Korean church.
That's right. Many of our people may remember that we first learned about this in Kazakhstan, when we were the only two Anglos that went with thousands and thousands of Koreans into Kazakhstan to be a witness.
That's right. So the Korean church is very much committed to this Back to Jerusalem movement. The Chinese church is also deeply involved and getting more and more involved all the time. And the reason we bring this up is that our friend and the man that we interviewed yesterday, Peter Hsu, is one of the top leaders of this movement in China. As a pastor of 20 million Christians, you can understand why that's true. But let me just give a very brief little bit of history. From around the 8th century on, the territory that's located between Jerusalem, the Middle East in general, and the nation of China fell under the control of Islam. And the countries along that old trading route that's known to us these days as the Silk Road, which had large Christian populations. All of that territory became overwhelmingly Muslim in its population, and that area of the world is today Muslim. When you think about Jordan, Iraq, and Iran, and Afghanistan, and other countries of Central Asia, Pakistan, of course, since the dissolution of the Soviet Empire, these new countries of Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, all the stands, all of these countries are now Muslim, and they have been beginning in this period of around the 8th century. Now, what the Back to Jerusalem movement is a movement inspired by God in the hearts and minds and spirits of Korean and Chinese Christians to move out from east to west across that Silk Road, those old trading routes, across Central Asia, across the Middle East, and back to Jerusalem, and take back for Jesus Christ what used to be essentially Christian territory, but is now Muslim territory. And they are in a magnificent way equipped to do that job because they know how to live with deprivation, they know how to live in poverty, they know how to put up with persecution, they have a spiritual vitality and toughness that many of us in the West don't have anymore. We could have it. I pray that we will have it again. But they are in a position to move across this region of the world and to take it back for Jesus Christ. And the Chinese church in particular, which is what we're talking about today, is currently mobilizing some 100,000 missionaries to move across that region and to spread the gospel and to take it all back for Jesus Christ. This is not a movement of soldiers, a military movement. It's not a political movement. It has nothing to do with the foreign policy of any country in the world, certainly not our country. All it is the incredible spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ by some of the most powerful Christians in the world today. And I'm not going to bet against them. I believe they're going to do it. What an incredible opportunity we have.
There's a paragraph in the book that just smacked me upside the head, and I just want to share it quickly. Peter says, God cannot use a person who wants a safe and comfortable Christian life. If your only aim in life is to get yourself to heaven, then you are not likely to take many other people with you. Many Christians have somehow become deceived into spiritual selfishness, gorging themselves on the latest Christian teachings, books, seminars, music, and fads. When we spend all of our time edifying ourselves and not seeking to win the souls of lost humanity, we are in deep trouble. Ironically, the more we feed our souls without serving God's purposes in the earth, the more our souls get sick of the food and bloated with information. This is why the scripture says, "He who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet." We are too fat, too overfed, and we need to individually be challenged to get out and do God's work, not just pass it off to somebody else.
Take on the adventure of living for Jesus Christ, which means spreading the good news of the gospel. And Compassion Radio is one of those places where you can be involved in this. We have been linked to this movement now for years. My friend, we are all concerned about the war on terror, as it's so often called, or the war on terrorism, as I tend to call it. But the most important movement in the world today is not that movement. The most important movement is this movement, this Back to Jerusalem movement, which involves taking back for Jesus Christ that territory in Central Asia and the Middle East that belongs to Jesus Christ, that is a part of His kingdom. And I pray that you will stand in prayer, financial support, and in other ways with those who labor in the greatest movement in the world today. Thanks for listening to us today, and I hope you've been inspired by what you've heard.
He heard the preacher say, a single dime can feed a hungry boy or girl with nothing to eat. So he pulled a dollar from the pocket of his jeans, and he asked his mama, how many will this feed? She just smiled when she told him 10, and he reached back in again. What if I give all I have? What will that gift do? He didn't close his eyes or turn away. I can see him standing tall. He saw the need and I can hear him say, what if I give all? Three birthday dollars could have bought a special toy, but he reminds me of another little boy who gave to Jesus a gift of fish and bread. I wonder if he said, what if I give all I have? What will that turn away? I can see him standing tall. He saw the need and I can hear him say, what if I give all?
Those of you who are longtime listeners know that for many, many years we've had an annual project of raising money for Bibles for China. And we've always done it over Christmas, and we are doing the project again this year, but now we're doing it for Christmas. The pastor shepherd of thousands of house churches to whom our Bibles are going to go has asked if we could get the Bibles to him in time this year to give to people at Christmas. Well, we're delighted to do so, but now we hope that your Christmas spirit is available this early to make that possible. For $6, you can place a Bible in the hands of a Christian family who is just aching for one. We know that for every Bible we place, and there are other members in the family who will have access to that Bible, that there will be four or five people come to know Christ just through the placement of one Bible. We know that there are 20 to 30,000 new Christians in China every day, so we know how great the need is. Now, can you get in your Christmas spirit, and can you help us to get the Bibles to China for Christmas this year? So our October project is our annual project of Bibles for China, but we need you to get your Christmas spirit now. Also, as you've heard us tell you year after year, there are well over 100,000 Chinese missionaries that are moving out across the ancient Silk Road trade routes to take back all of that Islamic territory for Jesus Christ. They understand that this Back to Jerusalem movement could help stop extremist Muslim terrorism right in its tracks. And as you probably know, we also believe that that is the only answer to terrorism and Islamization, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, as an added incentive to send your money for Bibles for China this year, we want to provide you, at your request, for your gift of $25 or more, a very inspiring book that Norm has chosen for you specifically called The Grave Robber, or How Jesus Can Make Your Impossible Possible. It's written by Mark Batterson, who's a New York Times bestselling author. This is a 275-page paperback book, and it reveals the incredible power of the seven miraculous signs of Jesus that are found in the Gospel of John. These are not only things Jesus did in the past, but also something he wants to do now in the present. Mark shares true stories of people who are witnessing the countless miracles, big and small, that we take for granted every day. These miracles point us toward the one who healed the sick, calmed the storm, and even raised the dead. And if you long to see God work in miraculous ways today, you will love this faith-building, life-giving message. This is recommended by Pastor Rick Warren and by Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. So make this your first Christmas project this year. Give for Bibles for China, and then request for your gift of $25 or more this wonderful book called The Grave Robber.
Thank you, Cher. And this reminder,
Compassion Radio is a ministry supported solely by those who receive a blessing from it. So if you've been encouraged today, would you encourage us with your gift of support? It would be so helpful right now. You can reach us by calling toll-free 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online right where you'd expect, CompassionRadio.com. That toll-free number once more, 1-800-868-2478. I'm Jim Governale. On behalf of Norman Cher Nelson and the Compassion Radio team, have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll join you again tomorrow for our next edition of Compassion Radio.